This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck,
the Blaze Radio Network.
Has anybody read Defying Hitler?
Not yet.
Not yet.
So one of the things that I found really interesting in that was, it wasn't, as the author writes, and he was living through it in the 1930s. It's a book that was written in the 1930s and then found later by his family and published in the 2000s. He said, what made it so dangerous is that everyone dismissed everything that was going on by Hitler and prior to Hitler because, first, it was an emergency. And we had to do these things because it was an emergency during the Weimar Republic. And then it became settled. Everything kind of settled down. And Hitler came in. And when Hitler came in, he said the argument for what Hitler was doing by everybody, the normalcy bias, everybody was looking for it to be normal, and everybody was saying, no, he's doing it exactly constitutional. He's doing it exactly the right way. He's demanding that it be done the right way. And so everything, every law was passed. It was very important, Adolf Hitler, that it was done exactly right at the beginning.
Right, partially because he had already had so many legal problems and you know, he tried to overturn the government earlier and went to prison.
Correct.
And so he was kind of constantly trying to justify that his organization was lawful.
Legitimate.
Yeah.
It was legitimate and lawful. And then, of course, in the end, everything was suspended and it became him. Mm-hmm. And so he had his way. So make no mistake, fascism and totalitarianism can happen through lawlessness or by controlling the government and passing all of the exact laws and dotting all the I's. That cannot be done with our Constitution because of the Bill of Rights. You cannot pass laws that spy on people, that round people up, that quarter people into your homes, that hold you without trial, none of that. The one thing that Hitler did not have was the Constitution of the United States. No country on earth has the Constitution. If we dismiss it now in easy times, when hard times come, it will for sure be dismissed. And then all of your protections go away. And it is the law that is doing it to you. And believe me, we're going to be telling a story of a lawsuit that has happened to me recently that my First Amendment attorneys could not believe. And it had everything to do with the United States government. The things the government claims they can do and now do will astonish you. To the point to where I said to my attorney, wait a minute, there's no way for me to defend myself because the government is holding all the cards and we have no access to any of those cards, even though they admit they have the cards. Yes. Well, why can't I get those cards to defend myself? Well, the Constitution requires them. If it is in your defense, you have to be able to have them. So why aren't they giving them? Because they claim they don't have to do it anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, when it is you that is sitting across from the government and the government holds all of the cards and you no longer have power, you no longer work for you, and the government no longer works for you, you now answer to the government. When they have that kind of total control, you're in trouble. And we're already there. They just haven't exercised it in any meaningful way. But we're already there. You cannot lose any more rights. The Constitution. We all love the Constitution. Period. No but. Period. Mark, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hello, Mark.
There too.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, hey, hi to you and the guys there. Hey, you know, when you get bureaucrats in office, especially when they're liberal, it's almost impossible to get rid of them. I was reading an article a month ago. There was 122 positions that were usually political appointees that the Civil Service Department has deemed 87 of them now as permanent jobs that Obama has filled. So how do we go about getting those changed back so that way the will of the president can be done?
You do.
Constitutionally, can he do it?
Yeah, the couple things, yes, because all of the departments are under the president of the United States. So
yeah,
there's a couple.
How do you get rid of those bureaucrats who are entrenched, who pass these quote-unquote mandates and laws?
You do this.
Like
first thing, the first thing you do is you give the power back to Congress. And you support, what is it, the RAINS Act, which actually gives the power back to Congress. Nothing can be passed by these departments. They cannot act on their own. Congress writes all laws, which is a redrawing of the lines of the Constitution and just making the Constitution in bolder print and taking away the power of these. So you won't have to worry about anything future. Then the best way to...
Does Paul Ryan and McConnell have the backbone for it?
I think they might actually... I mean, I think it might actually get through. Obviously,
yeah.
You know, Trump would need to sign it, but I think he would.
It is the number one agenda item for people in the freedom movement, and it's...
Well, Mike Lee, in particular, has led the charge on this, among others.
He says this will fix 90% of what is wrong with regulation.
Yeah, any big regulation that costs, I don't know, was it $100 million or more? I think that's the number. Has to go back and go through Congress.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress, Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.